This is the WGXC Weekend in Review, some of the stories that made the news from Friday, September 30th through Sunday, October 2nd. I'm Lynn Sloniker. The Daily Freeman reported Patrick Hildenbrand of Germantown tied a state fishing record when he caught an 8-pound, 4-ounce smallmouth bass in the Thousand Islands region, the State Department of Environmental Conservation has announced. Hildenbrand caught the fish in the St. Lawrence River on August 28th during a fishing tournament. The catch tied the state record for a smallmouth bass previously caught in Lake Erie in 1995, according to the state agency. Amelia Teasdale reported in the Columbia paper, late taxes and water bills were topics of conversation at the Kinderhook Village Board meeting last month. Village Clerk Nicole Heater reported the village is currently owed $11,342 in taxes and roughly $4,600 in late water bills. The board talked about the possibility of turning off the water at properties that are overdue. Mayor Jim Dunham said the County Board of Health would have to be notified if the village decided to take that step. The board also has the authority to add overdue water charges to the owner's village property tax bill. Heater said the village is owed a total of nearly $30,000 in unpaid village taxes going back over several years. She said when a property sells under foreclosure, the village is often the last municipality in line to recover back taxes, behind the county and the town. Daniel Zuckerman reported in the Windham Journal, County Route 12 in Windham will be named in honor of the late Thomas Patrick Meehan, Jr., a longtime resident of Windham, who served as town supervisor for 40 years. A resolution in support of the designation was put forward at a meeting last week of the Greene County Economic Development and Tourism Committee. The designated portion of Route 12 will officially remain known as South Road, but a sign will be posted bearing the name T. Patrick Meehan, Jr. Memorial Drive. Committee Chairperson Linda Overbaugh said the name will serve as a nice way to remember Meehan. Quote, he was a very community-involved person, end quote, she said. Meehan was first elected to office in 1971. He died in November 2009. James Nanny reported at the Fray, the National Rifle Association's Political Victory Fund, last week handed out grades for local politicians running for office this year. Candidates are ranked based on voting records, public statements, and their responses to an NRA questionnaire. In the 19th Congressional District race, Republican and NRA-endorsed candidate John Faso received an A, while Democrat Zephyr Teachout was awarded an F. In the 46th State Senate District race, Republican George Amador received an A+, while Democrat Sarah Nicoli went ungraded with a question mark. Incumbent Assemblymember Dee Dee Barrett earned an F, while her NRA-endorsed opponent in the 106th District race, Teresa Sullivan, scored a grade of AQ. Republican Steve McLaughlin, the 107th Assembly District incumbent, was awarded an A+ rating and has received the NRA's endorsement. Candidates with a grade of A are ranked as solidly pro-gun. An F designation labels the candidate as a, quote, true enemy, end quote, of gun owners' rights. Candidates like Nicoli were classified with a question mark because they refused to answer the NRA questionnaire, quote, often an indication of indifference, if not outright hostility, to gun owners and sportsmen's rights, end quote. Greg Hudson reported in the Daily Mail on the public information session held Thursday, September 29th at Catskill High School on the proposed Pilgrim Pipeline project. At that meeting, anti-pipeline activists met with local leaders and residents to provide details on the subject slated to carry Bakken crude oil through a 178-mile pipeline from Albany to New Jersey and return refined material back to Albany along the same route. In Greene County, the proposed pipeline would veer east of Route 9W, west of Sleepy Hollow Lake in Athens, and then back near the interstate around Leeds-Athens Road. After Catskill, the pipeline would turn west of the interstate briefly around Cotterskill Road. Quote, there is a huge opportunity for you to make a difference here, end quote, Riverkeeper Program Director Kate Hudson told the audience on Thursday. Both the general public and public officials will have the opportunity to offer comment to the State Department of Environmental Conservation information in the coming months. The DEC has already declared 20 potentially adverse environmental issues with the pipeline project, including concerns over impacts on agricultural and archaeological resources, as well as the potential for leaks and spills, which would have serious environmental implications for Greene County. Both congressional candidates, Democrat Zephyr Teachout and Republican John Faso, opposed the pipeline project. Catskill Town Supervisor Doreen Davis said the town would oppose the pipeline. Quote, "We look at the possible effects on the environment, on economic development, and on emergency response," end quote, Davis said. Quote, "The pipeline is a lot of risk for us and no benefit," end quote. Carrie Allen reported in the Chatham Courier, the Chatham Board of Education has successfully compiled a profile and is ready to solicit candidates for the position of district superintendent. The board held two public forums and conducted an online survey, gathering input from faculty, students, and the community for the search. Generally, quote, "People want a community person," end quote, school board president Melanie Spock said. They want the new superintendent to have a, quote, "strong community presence and to be a good communicator," end quote. The job posting will soon be in circulation, and applications are due sometime in late October. Daniel Zuckerman reported in the Daily Mail, the group of parishioners fighting the closure of St. Patrick's Church has enlisted the help of the Catskill Village Board in that effort. The Friends of St. Pat's appealed to the board at a public meeting last week, asking the board to draft a letter requesting the Catholic Diocese of Albany provide proof that the historic building is unsafe to inhabit. The church was closed for repairs in 2008, and it has now been desanctified by Bishop Edward Scharfenberger. Village trustee Vincent Seeley was unsure how much the board could help without the diocese cooperation. He said, quote, "We would have to work with the diocese. We can't just kick the door in," end quote. Both the church and rectory were closed and remain unused, according to the Friends group. During the course of the meeting, the village board agreed to draft a letter to the diocese, but only after the village code enforcement officer inspects the property and checks a 10-year-old engineer's report the village has on file. Trustee Stanley Duchesne said if the property is no longer being used as a church, property taxes have to be paid. Quote, "We should automatically go after them and make them pay taxes on that property, just like I have to or anybody else here who owns a home," end quote, he said. And finally, WGXC is making some changes to its community programming schedule. In the coming days and weeks, listeners will be introduced to new programs and programmers, and a number of the voices you already know will be heard at different times of the day. The Monday through Friday early morning lineup will now include All Together Now during the 7 o'clock hour, After Background Briefing at 6 a.m., and Before Democracy Now! Is broadcast live at 8 a.m. The WGXC Morning Show will now be heard from 9 a.m. to 11 a.m. Monday through Friday, and many of the shows previously broadcast during the 10 o'clock hour will be heard at 2 p.m. For details, please go to wgxc.org/schedule. Let us know what you think about these changes and everything else you hear on WGXC by writing feedback at wgxc.org or leave a message at 518-291-9492. And now for the weather. The National Weather Service in Albany is calling for showers and thunderstorms afternoon on Monday. Otherwise, it will be mostly cloudy. The high will be near 67. A slight chance of showers will continue Monday night before 2 a.m. The low will be around 51. For the next 2 days, on Tuesday, it will be partly sunny with a high near 64. Tuesday night will be partly cloudy and the low will be around 44. Wednesday will be sunny and the temperature near 65. Wednesday night is expected to be mostly clear with a low around 45. The sunrise today will be at 6:56 a.m. and the sun will set at 6:32 p.m., giving us 11 hours and 35 minutes of daylight. This has been the WGXC Weekend in Review. For these stories, audio features, public meetings, and more, go to wgxc.org/newsroom. Thanks for listening.